is our returning champion, Skip Jordan from Marina Del Rey, California. Stand by to see Skip play for a dune buggy valued at $6,100. Tonight on America's Biggest Wagon Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $28,019 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. I thank you. You're very kind. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Thank you so much for joining us, and welcome back our champion, Skip Jordan. Hi, Skip.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
Thank you, sir.
Became our champion on the last show, decided not to leave us with the living room furniture, so you put your money into the bank. You need for the dune buggy $175 for that over $6,000 dune buggy, so you got a ways to go. You need a win and $105 to get to that level.
Have to play
so,
good.
But it can be done. You're a smart gentleman. I know you might have a chance to do it. So good luck here.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers, getting ready for the weekend, getting into her weekend finery already, Summer Bartholomew. Isn't that funny? The guys like that outfit, the girls don't. I don't understand. Who did you... Yes, are you comfortable in that outfit, Summer?
Our first challenger's
yes,
hobby
Summer.
Is raising...
Yes.
Our first challenger's hobby is raising giant vegetables.
Really?
From South Burlington, Vermont. Help welcome Judy Goodyear.
Hello, Judy.
And our second challenger is a basketball fanatic from Los Angeles, California. Say hello to Danny Nathanson.
Hi, Danny. Well, that was terrific, Summer.
Business,
I beg your pardon? Oh, okay. I'll see
you later. Embarrass the poor girl. Hello there, Danny. Nice to have you with us. Basketball, what constitutes a basketball fanatic?
What constitutes a basketball fanatic is someone who has such a commitment to the sport that he sets up a Nerf basketball set in his den. And I shoot, and I follow my players, and it's wonderful.
You can play indoors, too, right?
You can play indoors, outdoors.
That's a fanatic. Nice to have you here, Danny. Judy, you raise giant vegetables? What does that mean?
Well, Jim, last summer I raised two 10-pound zucchinis, and the summer before I raised an 80-pound pumpkin. This big.
And eight, really? 80, and
80 pounds.
10-pound zucchini.
I like big vegetables.
What would you do with a 10-pound zucchini? I would need a half-pound zucchini. Why would you have a 10-pound zucchini? Oh, I'm sure that was very nice. You got to be proud. Zucchini, I don't want to hear from the zucchini lovers. I know they're very good for you and very healthy, and congratulations with your large vegetables. Judy, nice to have you here. $20 starts all three players on maybe one of those shows. $20, and we give you $5 for a correct answer. Buzz in when you know. Which frequent guest host on The Tonight Show begins an interview? Can we talk? Skip.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers is right. $5 for the correct answer. Skip to 25. What did the initials VIP stand for? Skip.
Very important person.
Very important person it is. Two in a row with the champion as he beats everyone in the book. Going to third. Danny goes, well, okay, he got that one. Name the queen who was loved by Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. Skip.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra's right. Three in a row with the champion with 35. In the adage, what kind of bird catches the worm? Skip.
The early bird.
Early bird is right. It is four. Danny's giving a look. Boy, name for our 49th state, this dessert. Danny.
Alaska.
More information.
Baked Alaska.
Yes, you had part of it. You're entitled to finish. You got it for five. Yeah. Had to put together 49th state and dessert. Two for Danny. Up to 25. You're right. Hybrid is at bargain now. Skip is in the lead. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. As you know, Skip, you have yourself a $15 lead over Danny. You can buy this.
Skip, get fired up over a backyard barbecue with these Charbroil mid-sized and portable gas barbecue grills for outdoor cooking. Weather-resistant aluminum and steel for cookouts in your backyard or travels. From W.C. Bradley Enterprises Incorporated. And we'll throw in $200 for you to buy your favorite steaks. It's normally priced at $500, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Just $5. Very nice. Karen, how come you couldn't wear a nice outdoor barbecue outfit like Summer over there? Gee whiz, she got all dressed up there. $500 for the barbecue and cash for the steaks. It's all there, Skip. You have already a $15 lead. It would cost you just $5, so I'm going to leave that price right where it is. $500 worth of beauties?
Well, yeah. How much for steaks?
Steaks?
Yeah, how much for this?
$200
for steaks. $300 for chicken.
Nothing. Oh, chicken. Oh.
Okay, well,
$100 for chicken. $600 for $5. Going once. Going twice. He'll buy. All right. Well, he likes chicken. That's what it is. Enjoy the barbecue. Enjoy the cash. It costs you just $5. We knocked that off your score. Down to 35 on a $10 lead over Danny, $15 lead over Judy. On early television, who was the best friend of Ethel Mertz? Danny?
Lucy Arnaz.
Lucy Arnaz, Lucy Ricardo. Lucy's what we needed. You're right. And you go to 30, trailing Skip by just 5. In what emergency situation would you use the Heimlich maneuver? Skip?
Somebody choking.
That's exactly what it is. And Skip gets that $5 right back to 40. One of the greatest works of historical literature is Edward Gibbon's masterpiece, The Skip.
The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire.
I've got to check with our judge. No, I'm sorry, it is a title. You had to have that right. The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. And with a title, you had to have it correct. I'm sorry about that, Skip. The quick buzzer cost you 5, down to 35. But it is time now for the fame game. You can make it up quickly. 5 and a $10 money card up there on the board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an actress, born in Washington, D.C. in 1945. I took ballet and tap lessons and played Juliet at age 6. I was a chorus line dancer at New York's 1964 World's Fair. I rocketed to fame as the kooky dizzy blonde in the TV comedy show Laugh-In'. Judy!
Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn, yeah, one time she was a chorus girl, right? Judy, I love you, said someone in the audience. Pick a good number, they'll love you more.
Number 5?
And behind number 5, we have $400 more picking in.
That's a tough decision for a challenger. You can put $400 into your pocket. You are trailing Skip by $15, or you can try to pick another number, maybe find a money card to add to your score.
I think I'll take the money.
Go to take the money. First, you'll get something in hand, $400. That's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game, and you've got time to catch it. We'll find out if she can. We'll get back to the match right after this. Our champion, Skip Jordan, with $35 in the lead. Judy with her giant zucchinis and $400 in cash is at 20. And Danny in second place at 30. We are back with this for 5. What delicacy from Perigord, France, is an edible fungus? Usually, Skip?
Truffles.
Usually sniffed out by dogs or hogs. Truffles is exactly what it is. And Skip goes up to 40, yes. Their first number one hit record was the 1963 smash, Please, Please Me. Name this group. They had a couple of hits after that. Does anybody know?
The Beatles.
The Beatles, yes. Please, Please Me was the first. They did have a few after that. What special term do we give to a year which contains a February 29th? Skip.
Leap.
Leap, leap, leap year. That's what it is. And Skip goes to 45. I'm not used to the leap. That's what it is. Leap year. This valuable gem is the hardest natural substance. Skip.
Diamond.
Diamond is exactly what it is. Champion begins to pull away a little bit. He's got a $20 lead. Skip, with a $20 lead, you have a little room. Oh, you might like this, Skip.
Skip, here's some good taste for your dining room. Beautiful birch dining room furniture from Finland. Functional designs for modern living. Furnished by Finlandia Furniture. It's normally priced at $751. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Beautiful table setting, $751 worth of furniture. For $11, you have a $20 lead. You would have a $9 lead. Now, Skip, before you talk me into anything, we've got a table setting for 4. I will give each of them $100 here, one here, one here, and one here. Everybody's got $100. You still have a $9 lead, and you're over $1,000 worth of furniture and cash.
Sound like a buy-in for a poker game.
Uh-huh. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, no. Oh, Skip. Sales surprise went with it.
No.
Not only the $400 that I was going to offer you, but another $700 in cash went with it, and he did not buy altogether now. Oh.
Boo.
But you've still got the $20 lead. You're what?
Dumb.
Dumb. That's not dumb. You don't know. Back with this. In weights and measures, what does the abbreviation LB? Skip.
Pound.
Pound is what it represents, and Skip goes to 55. Name the great philosopher of ancient Greece who ended his life by drinking... Skip?
Plato.
No. Drinking hemlock? No, Plato drank wine. It was Socrates who drank hemlock. That's right. You lose 5 on that for the incorrect answer. Down to 50. Over which Middle East nation does King Hussein rule, Skip?
Jordan.
Boy, he bounces back, and he bounces back correctly with another 5 to 55. which American statesman made a stirring speech in 1963, closing with the line, Ich bin ein Berliner. Judy!
Kennedy.
This time you beat him to the buzzer. Right. Judy, you're right for another five. Yes. And Danny was so competitive every time somebody else, I knew that one. The year 1897 saw the start of the great Klondike Gold Rush. In what country, Skip?
Canada.
Canada's exactly where it is, and Skip has another five. Yes. That was not a fun time there with that gold rush, as a matter of fact. 10,000 miners started the overland trek to Skagway, the site of the rush. Only 2,000 survived that torturous journey. My goodness. We'll be right back to a fine match after this. Well, I said our champion had a ways to go towards that dream buggy, but he's getting pretty close. He's just $45 more away with the win. He needed 105. Skip is at 60. Danny in second place at 30. Judy at 25. $15 money card added to the board up there. Buzz in when you know a famous place. I am a planet whose surface can be seen in detail from Earth. I am nearly 142 million miles from the sun, and I take about 687 Earth days to circle it. My surface conditions are more like Earth than any other planet. Part of my surface, Danny, take it.
Mars.
And you are right, the chance pays off. Mars it is. Danny gets that pick of the board.
Number nine.
And behind number nine, we have Silver Service.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautifully
beautiful.
Silver-plated five-piece coffee and tea service, including a coffee pot, teapot, sugar bowl, creamer, and footed tray. Produced by Leonard Silver Manufacturing Company.
$500 Silver Service. Never have I heard a man express his love of the silver so well in my entire life. But didn't find the money cards. We'll add a $25 money card a little later. Back with us for all three players now. One of the things that endeared this president to his countrymen were his fireside chats. Danny.
Roosevelt.
That's right, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Danny gets another 5 to 35. Historically, what was the primary demand of suffragettes? Judy.
The right to vote.
The right to vote. Vote for women, but the vote is all we needed. You've got another 5 to 30. Yes. A best-selling novel by William Peter Blatty was made into a movie. Skip.
The Exorcist.
In 1973, The Exorcist it is, and Skip goes to 65. $30 lead, Skip. Got a little room to buy now. Can we get... Oh, Skip, look at this. Is that me?
Skip, you can scoot around town the fun way with a great runabout. This sturdy scooter features electronic ignition, automatic oil injection, and a hidden spare tire. Furnished by Burbank Kawasaki. This fabulous motor scooter is priced at $1,799. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, Skip. Now... We are talking here, Skip. You've got a $30 lead. It is $1,799, transportation down to the marina to sell the ships. You would still have a $14 lead if you bought it. Are you going to talk to me now about the price of gas, I assume?
Well, the part about the hidden spare tire, I thought he was describing me, but...
Gas? Well, want to talk about gas?
Yeah.
Skip? Okay.
Do I get a credit card?
No. I'll help you buy a credit card. I'll tell you what I'll do, Skip, because it would cost you $16. But you'd still have a big lead. Danny is shaking his head. Danny wants you to buy this, Skip.
Oh, yeah. I'd like Danny to buy it.
Danny longs for you to buy it. I'd be happy to buy it.
Danny would be happy to. But it is up to you. Yeah. Uh-huh. And with the price of gas, $1,799 for this, cost you $16. I will throw in, because you lost money on that last sale surprise, $500 in cash. Now, $17.99 for the motor scooter, $500 in cash, and you still have a $14 lead. Going once. Going twice.
No sale.
No sale. Didn't want it.
Nope.
Danny, are you ashamed of him?
I'm appalled.
He had it. He had it in his hands.
That's just it. It's just one hook shot more, and he would have been.
Nay,
it was like the Lakers and the Celtics.
That's right.
It was in their hands.
What can I tell you? We'll be right back to this basketball game right after this. Danny still thinks Skip should have bought that scooter. It was a very good offer. Skip hangs on to the lead. He's at 65. Danny at 35. Judy at 30. Anyone can win. We've got a ways to go. Back with this. In the Bible, what king was married to the lovely Bathsheba? Danny?
Solomon.
No, Bathsheba, David. David and Bathsheba. Danny Nathanson missed David and Bathsheba.
Moses will forever punish me.
He loses by down to 30. Name the largest of the seven continents. Skip.
Africa.
No. Asia. Asia. And Skip takes a backward step. Down to 60. What great American was first in war, first in peace? Skip.
Washington.
First in the hearts of his countrymen, George Washington it is, and Skip gets it. $5 right back.
However, a big $25 money card up there on the board could be very important for Danny and Judy. Of course, if Skip can get control to keep it away from them. A famous place, I Am an American City, founded in 1841 by James Neely Bryan. Historians believe I was named for a United States vice president. During the Civil War, I served as administrative headquarters for the Confederate Army. I became a stop for cowboys. Lyndon Johnson was sworn in as president at my Love Field. I am the home, Skip.
Dallas.
Dallas is exactly what it is, and the champion does get control of that board.
Concentrating here. Four.
And behind number four, we have $50.
Guys, money card up there. Where were the other money cards?
Behind the number eight and the number three.
Number three and that big 25, but Skip found a $15 money card, adding that to his score. He goes to $80. But a lot of questions as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Skip at 80, Judy and Danny both at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round. Now, in what European city would you find the Louvre Museum?
Skip, Paris.
Right. Each of our 50 states has how many U.S. senators? Judy.
Two.
Right. Name the comedy act that starred Larry, Curly, and Moe. Skip.
The Three Stooges.
Right. Name the substance bakers put in dough to make it rise. Skip.
Yeast.
Right. What sign of the zodiac is symbolized by the archer? Skip.
Ugh.
Time. Who was married to both playwright Arthur Miller and baseball's Danny?
Marilyn Monroe.
Right. What is the capital city of Arkansas? Skip.
Texarkana.
Wrong. In the old legend, who was the boyfriend of Maid Marian? Skip.
Robin Hood.
Right. The male of what bird is called a drake? Judy.
A duck.
Right. In what country would you find the Aswan Dam? Skip.
Egypt.
Right. Name the Windy City. Skip.
Chicago.
Right. Who is known as the father of India? Danny.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Right. On the beaches of what French province did the American troops land on D-Day? Skip.
France.
Wrong. Who wrote The Catcher in the Rye? Judy.
Salinger.
Right. Who was the first American astronaut in space? Time is up, and Skip, you have won it again. Congratulations, Skip. But we'll be back with the champion in a moment. And I must say, though, Skip, you needed $105 with the win for the dune buggy. And had you been right with that last one, you would have had it. But you took a backward step and went back down to 95. Because the question specifically was, on the beaches of what French province did the American troops land? Normandy. Normandy was the province. And that's the one that cost you the dune buggy, at least on this show. But you still have the win. The capital city of Arkansas is Little Rock. And the zodiacal sign, the archer, is Sagittarius. Got to say goodbye to Danny and Judy. And I'm delighted you're not going home empty-handed. Danny, you've got that coffee service with the cash in front of you, $540. I thank you, fellow basketball fan, for joining me here. And Judy, you've got yourself $445 in cash. Thank you. Good luck with raising those giant vegetables.
Thank you, Jim.
But it is the champion, Skip, who's going back shopping with me. Come on back here, Skip Jordan. Congratulations. Yeah, you would have hit the 105 if you had gotten Normandy. So you dropped back. You do have $165 in your bank account. Not quite enough for the dune buggy, but again, very easily, you have enough money that just say yes, you can walk away with this.
Add elegance to your home with this lovely living room grouping. The sofa and chairs are upholstered in luxurious leather and accented by the contemporary look of birch wood with matching table from Finlandia. And this wonderful living room, normally priced at $3,731, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Well, with $165, very easily you can afford that. Should you decide not to buy that living room set and instead put your money in the bank, you are just now $10 away with another win from the next level. As you undoubtedly know, Skip, we change all of our sales merchandise every five shows, so everything is going to change. And you know that if you decided to come back, the next thing up the line, a win with just $10 more, beautiful earrings would be yours. After that, there was a wonderful trip to Tahiti when you get to $260. That's just $95 away. You could maybe do that on the next show. Grand piano up after that for $340. We always have a lovely automobile. It cost you $530. All of the prizes on the stage, $640. If you get to $750, you'll get all of those prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $51,000.
Summer in her barbecue dress or here with a suitcase. And Skip Jordan, you've got a decision to make. Living room set or put your money in the bank and play on. We'll get your decision right after this. So. Back with our champion, Skip Jordan. You've got $165 in your bank account. Very easily, you can buy that living room set and leave us. Or you can put the money in the bank and play on. Next thing up the line, the beautiful earrings. Trip to Tahiti, also very possible with the very next show. Skip, what's it going to be? You going to take the living room set or put the money in the bank?
Well, I've got to see that boat, so I got to come back and see that.
All right, so if the boatman wants to see the boat, or next week. We'll put the $165 in the bank. We'll add another $1,000, $52,000 in the cash jackpot as it continues to rise. Well, it has been a great week on Sale of the Century with Helene Lowy leaving us with over $142,000 in cash and prizes. Who knows? Maybe Skip will do that well. Join us and find out on Sale of the Century. Have a nice weekend.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.